Hi, this is PJ Kaiser. I'm reading for you today a new flash fiction story called Thangbrand's Transgression. The sound of the sparrows cavorting in the trees just outside the window echoed through the stone chamber of King Olaf's castle. He sat atop his throne, having heard some alarming news in the wee hours of the morning, and quickly convened this assemblage. His robes had been draped over his body hastily, and his closest four advisors had been called from their beds to join him. Unshaven and bleary-eyed, they sat in their prescribed seats adjacent to the throne. The advisors blinked heavily, propped their chins up with their hands, and dozed for a moment while they awaited their special guest. A cough, which sounded as though the cougher were close to losing a lung, echoed through the chamber. Thangbrand the priest, his tattered burgundy robes dragging the ground behind him, stumbled into the room. He attempted to straighten his posture before continuing his procession toward the king. He swaggered and swayed across the cold gray stones and stopped upon arriving atop the red carpet before the throne. "Your Highness, Thangbrand the priest at your service." Thangbrand, hat in hand, swept both arms to one side and bowed so deeply he lost his balance and stumbled. He righted himself, and in the awkward silence that followed, a loud hiccup emanated from his gullet. The advisor stifled giggles, and the king's mouth opened in indignation. "Thangbrand, this is the final straw. I absolutely do not know what to do with you. The kingdom of Norway cannot support your misdeeds any longer. Tell me what happened last night, and please provide any reason why I should let you off this time." Thangbrand the priest swallowed hard and squared his shoulders. It was impossible to tell if he was preparing for his convincing argument or swallowing hard so he wouldn't vomit. "Your Highness, I beg your forgiveness. I was on my way home after Mass last night." An advisor, Fadden, interrupted. "Don't you mean you were on your way home from the alehouse?" Thangbrand shrugged a shoulder. "Well, I might have stopped by the alehouse for a short while after the Mass. Anyway, I encountered a man who was cursing the name of Your Highness, King Olaf, and he was saying that Norway had never had a worse king." The king's eyes grew wide. "Really? He said that?" The priest nodded. "Yes, yes, of course he did. And I grew so incensed that I drew my blade and spilt his guts on the road." The king said, "So am I to understand that you took it upon yourself to kill this young knave because he spoke out against me?" "Yes, Your Highness, it is indeed it is the truth." "Do any of you have any information to refute Thangbrand's version of the events? Fadden?" Fadden, upon hearing his name, shook his eyes open. "Well, Your Highness, the version of events that I heard was that the poor lad was the boyfriend of a certain young lass named Theos." All of the men in the chamber, excepting Thangbrand himself and a couple of still-sleeping advisers, sighed and nodded as the truth of the situation sank in. The last time Thangbrand had come before the king due to his misdeeds, it was for impregnating young Theos. The king had found a family in the countryside willing to take in Theos and her future child in exchange for an annual stipend. The trenchant Thangbrand spoke up. "No, it's not true. I tell you that although I had consumed a modest amount of ale, the events are as I said. Out of the blue, this young lad came up to me." "Silence," declared the king. He scratched his chin. "We have no witnesses and no evidence of either story, but of one thing I am sure. Trouble follows you, Thangbrand the priest. You are a wise and learned man, and you take your work seriously when you aren't misbehaving. I have a special errand for you that, if you succeed, will be your life's work, and will bring you fame throughout the land. If you fail, well, you'll be too far away to bring further shame on my kingdom and my crown. You will depart for Iceland tomorrow. See if you can be recovered from the after effects of the ale by that time." Thangbrand's jaw dropped. "Iceland? Whatever for?" "Why, to convert the heathen to Christianity, of course, brother Thangbrand." Thangbrand's eyes blinked twice. He leaned over, grasping his stomach, and vomited on the king's red carpet. With difficulty, he righted himself, wiped his mouth with his sleeve, and said, "Yes, Your Highness." The sparrow's song faded as daylight fully broke and streamed in through the windows. Thangbrand turned his back to the king and shuffled out the door. You can read the transcript at my blog, www.pjkaiser.com. Thanks for listening.